This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Sydney McSprocket's Everyday Items with the support from the Royal Commission for the 1851 exhibition.
Oh, hello. It's lovely to see you back. I'm just making the final adjustment to a very special invention of mine. It's a scoop for Fruity Loops, no less. Now, you'll like this. Oh, now that wasn't supposed to happen. Never mind, more important matters at hand today. It's taken some doing, but I do believe I'm ready to get this present posted for my wee niece Denise. She's from Dumfries, but I think you already know that. It's a lovely balloon that plays a tune, all packed and ready to go. Oh, bless my soul, that's quite a storm brewing out there, and the rain. Well, it's not just cats and dogs, it's tigers and wolves out there. Gosh, well, I'm going to have to put this parcel in a bag, else it will get wet as anything. I've quite a collection of plastic bags here. There's dozens of the disposable sort you get in supermarkets. You should always try to reuse these, you know, and recycle them when they're worn out. It's kinder to the planet. Did you know they found carelessly chucked carriers in the Antarctic? That's no good for the wildlife, you know. Oh, these are just too flimsy for my big parcel. Oh, this looks more promising. It's a lovely bag for life. Bags for life are extremely useful everyday items and come in all shapes and sizes. I'll have a rummage to find a good one whilst we hear a bit more from the patented future scrutineers. Oh, he works up a sweat, I can tell you.
For hundreds of years, if you wanted to carry your shopping home, you'd need to take your own bag with you. Plastic carrier bags that you find in supermarkets today were only invented in the 1960s. They've become so popular that it's estimated that over 500 billion are produced each year.
Well, whilst that sounds like they're a tremendous success, it's not such great news for the environment.
Every year, millions of discarded plastic shopping bags end up as litter, and many of the plastics used take centuries to decompose.
Oh, it gets even worse than that. Plastic bags can clog drains and cause flooding and cause all manner of harm to wildlife who get tangled in them. So, a new approach was needed. Inventors had to come up with an idea that was as convenient as plastic bags, but that did a lot less harm all round.
The solution involved going back to the idea of taking your own bags to the supermarket. A reusable shopping bag was designed, sometimes called Bag for Life. They're often made from fabric such as canvas, woven synthetic fibers, or a thick plastic that is more durable than disposable plastic bags, allowing multiple use.
People will always need bags, but Bags for Life are a wee bit tougher so they last longer. It's a very clever solution to the problem, as you can see.
And one that's certainly taken off, with over 25 million sold in the UK.
Many of those bags became quite the fashion item too. Very snazzy designs, some of them.
But with all Bags for Life, it's important that you do your best to reuse them as often as you can. If you use a cloth bag for life correctly, it could replace 600 plastic disposable bags.
And when they do fall apart, you can recycle them or even use the cloth ones as planters for growing garden vegetables. There's a neat idea for free. And here's one that's just the job. I found a lovely, tough plastic bag for life, and so my parcel will stay cozy and dry. Oh, will you look at the clock? It's time for a tea cake. Well, rumbly tummy or not, I'll have to do without. The post won't wait. There's tutty bye for now, everyone.
Sydney McSprocket's Everyday Items, with the support from the Royal Commission for the 1851 exhibition.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.